producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, yeah, why not? 855-993-7569. I have much to talk with you about, including the fact that today is Michaelmas, which we'll talk about momentarily. But speaking of Michaelmas, we've got Mike online. Mike, welcome to the program. Good for you for figuring out how to break the code and call early and often. How may I help you?
Hi, Dr. Brown. I didn't know it was Michaelmas.
See, isn't that good? What a cool coincidence.
Yeah, because today also is my day to celebrate 1 year of sobriety from alcohol.
Wow! Yay you! And it seems terribly appropriate that it's Michaelmas as well.
Yeah, yeah.
There
I didn't even know. Son of a
there
gun.
There you go.
I just wanted to thank you for advice and help over the years. I've been listening to you since WITS in Boston.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is,
long time
that is
ago.
A while. Yeah,
yeah,
that
and I've called off
station.
And on over the years, but I've always had a drinking problem, and I knew it, but I didn't want to do anything about it. And I had a grand mal seizure a few years ago, and that didn't even get my attention.
Wow. What did get your attention?
Well, I'm seeing a therapist, and I did go to rehab, and that was good. And I use a, not AA, but there's a smart recovery. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
Okay. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's not that we're smarter than anybody. It's self-management and recovery training.
Okay.
And it's based on... You probably know this better than me. Rational Emotive Behavioral Therapy, or
EBT. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's just what we do in SMART is it's anonymous meetings, and we look forward to how we're going to handle the future rather than talking about what got us there.
Okay.
Which a lot of self-help groups, you sit there, and I had my first beer when I was 12 or whatever. That's okay if it works, but... I want to know what you're going to do for me now. I know how I got here. So,
well, listen, I never argue with anything that works, but this sounds like it's been really... Was there a turning point for you? Was there a moment where you said no more, or was it gradual? Tell me a little bit about your journey.
Well, it was gradual. I did listen to you. People call in sometimes about alcohol, and I always just tuck these things away. I don't know, and suddenly, you know, they kind of develop like a photograph, I guess, over time. I had my therapist, she was actually present when I was in the hospital with my wife standing there, very happily married and want to keep my wife and my life. She described for me what I was going through, which was hepatic encephalopathy, which your liver functions put ammonia and such in your brain. And I guess one of the symptoms, you flap your arms and mutter nonsense. And she said, if I had a video of that, you'd never drink again. And I thought of that, and that went in the mix. And then one of my best friends said, Mike, we'll love you forever. But if we're after your funeral, we're going to be really ticked off. And I've known him since I was 13, and I went, and I'm in my 60s now. And... all of a sudden, it just clicked. And I don't know why, but I just said, I'm not going to do this anymore. And I can go out to dinner with my wife and friends, and they can all have a drink, and I have soda water and cranberry juice. And I wanted to thank you for all your support, and whether you know it or not, your wonderful words that helped me, you know, just put it all together.
Well, Michael, I'm appreciative for your appreciation, but I'm very impressed by you and the fact that that it's a 1 year anniversary and it is Michaelmas, which is the feast of Saint Michael, the archangel. And
yes.
As you know, Michael supposedly is the greatest of all the archangels, and basically defeated Satan. So there you go. You did your own version.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I had a statue of St. Michael, and he had a sword, and he was pushing it in the mouth of the dragon, Satan.
Yep.
And I just pictured that now when you said that, thinking, I did.
You absolutely did.
And if anybody is interested in Smart Recovery, I'm not trying to advertise because it's non-profit. They do have a great website, and it's just smartrecovery.org.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody might, who knows, somebody out there might be listening, and this might be the start of their journey.
Amen. Mike,
so keep,
thank you.
Keep teaching us how to think, Dr. Joy. I have a classical education, and I really lament the inability to, just to take things apart and get to the bottom of things. And you do that. Not only do you do it in spades, but you teach other people to do it.
Well, Michael, listen, I can't thank you enough for sharing this really momentous day, and it seems to me, it's sort of goosebumps that it's Michael Moss, and I'm so pleased that you called, and my sense is that you're going to have some people who are going to be inspired by you, and maybe they'll begin the journey to slay their own dragons today.
So. Oh, great, and it's about noon here in Boston. I'm going to go have lunch and a big old glass of iced tea.
You just have a lot of iced tea. Be careful about the sweetened stuff. It has as much calories as a Coke.
Yeah, and I'm from Houston, and I used to go to Rice football games. So whenever you
there
talk
you
about
go.
That, I go, oh, those were the days, my friend.
Well, yeah, but those days, Rice had a crappy football team.
Oh, yeah.
We were in the Southwest Conference. We kept getting our heads handed to us.
Right. It would be like MIT having a football team, quite honestly.
Or the Little Sisters of Mercy, more like it. Yeah. What
Correct.
Can I tell you?
Anyway, thank you, Dr. Joy. I won't take up any more of your time, but I'll go celebrate Michaelmas and raise
Absolutely.
A glass to you.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
Wow. Bye. What a great way to start the program. He was on the line, and he didn't know it was Michaelmas. Luckily, Trevor knew and told me before we went on the air, so I thought, wait a minute, Trevor, that's got to be one of the best segues I've ever done, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
That was pretty cool, huh?
Pretty cool.
What a great story. And it certainly does sort of make you feel that when you're ready, you're ready. And until you're ready, I suppose you're just not ready. It's also National Confucius Day. Not Confusion, Confucius. Which supposedly Confucius was born October 18th. Now, how they can tell October 18th in 551 B.C.? Do we think that has any accuracy whatsoever?
I believe it.
Do you?
I think it was a Tuesday, if I remember correctly. I don't know. I made that up.
Probably at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, 1:30.
You yeah, you're right. It was the year of the whatever. He gave the world 499 famous sayings. Now, why didn't he go to 100 or 500? It says the original Confucius Day dates back thousands of years. We do not know who created this special day and why on this date. There you go. And it should also, as far as I'm concerned, be National Fortune Cookie Day, because I think that's how most people know Confucius, right? It's also National Coffee Day. Oh, shoot, I should have told Michael to have a nice coffee rather than a nice tea, but he'll figure it out. All right, and World Heart Day. I don't know. I think Mike's call was full of so much heart that we sort of already covered that. So there you go. In 1650 on this day, Henry Robinson opened his offices of addresses and counters in Threadneedle Street, London. Why do we care about that?
I wasn't sure. I was going to find out, but then I didn't.
Well, okay.
The reason I included it was because
he was a merchant and writer. He's best known for his work on religious toleration, liberty of conscience, from 1644.
Yeah.
So there you go. Well, we can use a little religious tolerances. There we go. In 1789, the United States Department of War, which is not about tolerance, first established a regular army with a strength of several hundred men. Well, all right, so we've got opposite ends of the spectrum. 1789, the United States First Congress adjourned after getting absolutely nothing done. No, I'm just kidding. In 1829, the Metropolitan Police of London, better known as the Met, is founded. And the first tram in Blackpool, England, 1885. Stay tuned for more stuff. If you've got something, if you've got a story like Michael's, that was a great story. I really appreciate that. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. I mean, that was such an inspirational call from Mike. You know, it's really nice to feel like that people can share their triumphs as well. And that's a triumph to share, to have your one-year anniversary of probably anything. In 1951, this is probably a question more for Manny than for Trevor, but because he's my football guru, that the first live football game seen coast to coast was between Duke and the University of Pittsburgh on NBC in 1951. Geez Louise, do you realize that that's 64 years ago that we've been watching football? Think of all the dead brain cells. And I'm talking about in the living room as well as on the field. Perhaps a rude thing to say, right? There's this movie coming out about with the NFL, which the NFL withdrew their support about concussions. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. In 1954, a convention establishing the European Organization for Nuclear Research is signed. I just saw a documentary about Chernobyl and a guy going and looking to see what was really going on there. And his theory is, which is kind of spooky, I'm trying to decide whether or not to do a It's Broken, Let's Fix It about it, because it so smacks of not only xenophobia, but sort of paranoia, which just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you. Because nobody has ever said exactly what caused Chernobyl. And it's interesting that I'm talking about today because on this day in 2007, Calder Hall, which was the first commercial nuclear power station, was demolished in a controlled explosion. Chernobyl was not controlled at all. And this guy's notion, and he's from the Ukraine, is that the Russians had put up a pyramid, and it was beautiful, apparently. It was to transmit radio signals. And the idea being that they were going to disrupt, that they were aimed toward America. But, I mean, obviously, it has to bounce off things because otherwise the radio waves would go out into space. And it's called the Russian woodpecker because the transmission went dun, 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 dun. And somebody looked at that and said that it's it'll cause brain damage, it'll cause all sorts of things. So they changed it, and the question is that something that had to do with Chernobyl? You know, I'm not explaining it terribly well, but I'm not sure anybody can explain it terribly well. But it's the idea being that this radio transmission tower, which had been there for a long time, it is really beautiful and very complicated, could have actually had something to do with Chernobyl, which is kind of scary, since nobody really knows. And he was wandering around Chernobyl, which seems to me a little nutsy, but I don't know. Somehow you say radioactive and I say taxi. 1962, Alouette, the first Canadian satellite, was launched. Alouette 1. 1966, the Chevy Camaro. And you know what the original name of the Camaro was, Trev? You probably do because you read this, right?
The Panther.
I don't know. I sort of think I'd rather drive a Panther than a Camaro, wouldn't you?
Do you know how a GM exec explained the name? An automotive journalist asked him, what is a Camaro? And he said, it's a small animal that eats Mustangs.
I also saw a documentary about Mustangs, which is called, I'm trying to remember, it's called Unbranded. And you know that there's something like 50,000 wild horses, which Mustang is just a made-up term. Doesn't mean it just means wild horses, roaming in the West. And also wild burros. The Spanish brought the horses to America about 500 years ago, and then they've been there. Nobody can really determine if they're feral or not. But this kid from Texas A&M decided with three of his friends who just graduated as Aggies that they were gonna go to a Mustang auction. Because they auction off a lot of them, and apparently they're really substantial horses, but they do have to be trained. They're wild. And so he decided that he and his friends were going to go from Mexico to Canada. And it's an interesting story, but the Mustangs, because they're hugely controversial, the idea being that there are too many of them to be supported by the land. So the question is, what do you do about them? And what the solution at this moment, which is makes everybody unhappy, is they round them up by helicopter and put them in pens. But it used to be that they adopted 9 or 10,000 a year, and now they're putting up for adoption like 3,000. So you've got, it's very expensive to keep them. There's a question, I mean, you're basically putting a wild animal in a cage. And I know we do that in zoos, but there are more and more people who think that zoos are not a very good idea. So it's wildly controversial about what they should do about them. And it would seem to me that the answer is birth control, but What can I tell you? Maria, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. Maria, are we got you?
Yeah.
There you are. Hi. I can. What's on your mind?
Hi. Hi. So I had a quick question. A friend of mine has just written a book, and she was approached by a publisher.
Okay.
I know you've published many books.
Yeah.
Most of which I've read.
Yay.
Yeah, I've listened for as long as I can remember. So I knew you'd be the right person to call. She recognized in the proposal that she wouldn't be making much money from having it published through a publisher as opposed to publishing it herself.
Right.
But my thoughts were maybe it helps to get her name out there. What are your thoughts?
Well, if she, how much is are they offering her in advance?
They're paying for the publishing of the book. She would have to do some of her own marketing, but no advance payment, it seems.
Is it a mainstream publisher?
It's not one that I had heard of, but that doesn't mean anything, really. Tate?
Tate, T-A-T-E?
Yeah, T as in Tom, A, yeah. T as in Tom, E.
Well, it's not exactly Random House, is it? All right, here's the deal. What's the book about? I mean, don't give away any secrets, but what's the topic of the book?
She's an education specialist, and the topic is how parents can support their K-12 children.
And who's her audience? She conceptualized
parents.
Them.
Parents of school-age children.
Okay, and what has she got in this book that other people who, because there are lots of books about parenting, what has she got here that makes it unique as far as she's concerned?
Because it's specific strategies broken down by subject and grade for how to support your child in each specific field.
Okay.
I actually helped her with some of the editing. That's why I know it so well. I think it's a great resource for parents, and it's not, I've been buying parenting books for the last 13 and a half years. And yeah, it's not anything I've seen before.
All right, here's what I do first. Musical cue, which means when we come back, I'll tell you what strategy I would use, all right? And see, because she's got some options here, which are nice, and let's figure out what makes the most sense. We come back in just a moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Maria, who's being a really good friend to her friend, who's written a book about how to help your kids, be supportive of your kids from basically kindergarten through high school. And she has a publisher who's saying that they'll pay for the printing of the books, and but they're not willing to give her an advance. All right, so Maria, the first thing I would do is I would ask for an advance because,
okay.
I mean, I'll tell you, the first book I ever published, which was actually my dissertation, and a friend was helping me who had nothing to do with any of this, and And I literally picked a name out of a phone book. I think I went to Little Brown because my name was Brown. Honestly, that's how I did it. Actually, that isn't true. The first place I went to, I'd met a guy at a book fair. It was Rand McNally, which publishes atlases. So yeah, for some unbeknownst reason, I thought, well, maybe. So he said, oh, Joy. So he said, I know somebody at Little Brown. So I called him up, and I thought, Little Brown, how cool is that? And so I called my friend who was in publishing, magazine publishing, and I said, how much in advance did they give you? And he said, well, they didn't talk about in advance. He said, call them back and tell them you want in advance. And I said, okay, how do I do that? And he said, well, tell them you want 1,000 and settle for 500. So I called him back and I said, I'd like an advance. And they said, okay, how much do you want? And I said, well, I'm supposed to ask for 1,000 and settle for 500. And they said, we'll give you 500. And I said, okay. So I called my friend back and he said, you get an advance? And I said, yeah. He said, how much? I said, 500. He said, you could have gotten 1,000. I said, not the way I asked. So if you don't ask, you don't get. I mean, so
no,
I would, first of all, call up and say, I'd like an advance, number one. Number
two. What is the advance used for?
The advance basically is all the money you'll ever get because, and publishers are really good at figuring out how much they actually think they can sell the book for and what their profit's going to be, and that's your advance. Very few people make past the advance, okay? Almost nobody. Number one. Well, actually, number one is almost nobody makes any money on books, including me.
Right.
I mean, if you're Tom Clancy.
That's what I was trying to tell her. Sorry to interrupt, is that I thought even if it was a break-even, because this is tied to, and then this goes into my second question, but it's tied to a company that she owns that she started about a year ago, pardon me, and I think it would give the company some more credibility.
To have a published book.
Yes, and I think this could be the first in a series.
I agree.
A lot of potential.
All right, so let's go back. All right, so the first thing I would do is ask for an advance.
Okay.
And in addition to the advance making you feel better as an author, it also ties the company to you more tightly. The more money they have invested, the more money they invest. So the more emotional they'll invest. So I would also, has she done the research to find out what other books they publish and what their success rate is and things like that?
I think maybe not. She just got the phone call yesterday. And
okay.
She,
all right. She needs to do a couple things. All right.
I don't know. Yeah.
First of all, she needs to do some investigation of what else they're doing. She needs to know what the success is. She can certainly ask for other authors. Everybody hates their publisher and everybody hates their publicist. So she's don't expect positive, but at least you'll know that she's in good company or not such good company. But I would certainly ask for an advance. I would do the due diligence of finding out who these guys are. Then, assuming that she can get some money, she's not going to get much, but if she gets some money, I would take the advance. I would also negotiate that she gets to buy X number, she would be given X number of books, and that she could buy X number more at cost, which is usually about, if a book sells for about $25, then the cost is usually about $4 or $5. Because that way she can do both. She can both self-publish, she can put it on her website, and she can let them do some of the distribution. Self-publishing is not quite as easy as it says it is. She also, if she has a following, if she has, for example, a very active blog or website, that's a possibility. But I think she's probably better off, especially for her first book, having had a publishing history where somebody else essentially paid to take care of your book, and hopefully she can get it in advance, but even if not, the costs of publishing are not nothing. She'll have something that looks official, that she can cut a deal that she owns, like, that they give her maybe 200 books or something, and that she can buy another 1,000 or something at cost. So then she has the advantages of self-publishing. She can put them on her website. She can go to PTA. I would also think about going to something like Parents Magazine and saying, listen, could we co-publish this? If you publish it, that we split the royalties or something. So, you know, I would not say no to them. I would, as I said, try and get an advance. Publicizing something is really important because if nobody knows it's there, nobody's going to buy it. And the old days of a bookstore putting your book in a prominent place, there's basically one bookstore anymore. So I would, before she says yes or no, I would certainly ask for an advance. I would ask for a list of who their authors are, what their roster is. I would go to somebody like Parents Magazine and say, because a lot of magazines do have publishing things, if she's going to self-publish, she needs to figure out what her costs are going to be, because they're not nothing. And she may be able to work out a deal with the publisher that says that I'll put like a sample chapter on my website or something, and everybody I refer to you to buy a book, I get half or whatever. I mean, I think there are lots of possibilities here. But I would deal with the bird in hand at this moment, at least. Doesn't mean that she has to do it, but I mean, having a real-life publisher publish your book, as you point out, gives her more credibility than doing it herself.
Right. Okay.
Okay, so that's where I would start.
Those are all excellent ideas.
Okay.
Just one last quick question.
Okay.
If someone has an idea for It's Broken, Let's Fix It, how do they submit that to you?
Oh, you can send me an email. Okay. Why? What? Do you have an idea?
Well, the same woman, her book is tied to her company, happens to have a tutoring company that I think is kind of fantastic and filling a void that schools where the schools are lacking. So I didn't know if it was.
Well, the problem about that is. I mean, the thing, almost by definition of It's Broken, Let's Fix It, is it has to have, I mean, this obviously fills the criteria of being generic, but in terms of people can go see these documentaries if they want. So the idea is, how would they access her? And she may be helpful, because the program is not only national, but kind of international. So the question is, unless she, and you know, maybe when she gets the book done, that's a possibility. Although we've actually never done an author. But I suppose that's a possibility. So at this point, I think she doesn't have enough information to actually make a decision. So I think what she needs to do is really begin to do a little bit more research about what they're willing to do and you know, what her options are. And as I said, I would certainly approach magazines and yada yada.
Okay, those are all good tips, and I'll send them off to her. And I thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Good luck. What's the name of the book?
I forget what her working title is. I'm sorry, it eludes me right now. But I will call you back with it.
It's
along those lines of, you know, how to support your K-12 students or something like that.
Well, she needs to have a hook because, as I said, there are so many books out that have. You know, that are about kids and stuff like that. That she's going to have to figure out some way to distinguish hers from the pack. But hopefully, she can do that.
I think she probably can. But I'll tell her that. Yeah, because if I couldn't remember the title, then maybe it's not enough of a hook.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Right?
And you've worked on it. You got it.
Yeah, I've helped her with it. Yeah. That makes good sense. Okay, let me get back to her with all these tips. She will be very happy.
Terrific. Well, you can get, if you didn't remember some of them, or weren't writing, and I was talking.
Oh, no, I wrote them all down.
I was going to say, you got the podcast in 15 or 20 minutes, all right? Thanks, Cookie.
Thanks so much. Okay,
all right.
Take care. All right.
Yeah, and believe it or not, I mean, as I said, everybody hates their publicist, and everybody hates their publisher, because every author feels that they've just written the Gutenberg Bible, and how come it didn't sell well enough. But, self-publishing, a lot of people do it. But, I mean, Stephen King is kind of in a different category, I think, than somebody who's writing a book about how to support your kids as they go through school. But and even he, I guess, did he make any money on that? I don't think Stephen cares if he makes money anymore. I think he probably is wealthier than anybody that we know. All righty, 855-993-7569. If you've got something on your mind, we've covered a lot of territory in this hour today. 855-993-7569. All right, let's see what else we got going on in history today. So God forbid we miss something and you are not. This is kind of like your daily horoscope, because today actually, I'm Michael Boss is still my favorite thing, but today is kind of a space day. We've got the asteroid 4179 Tutatis. Passes within 4 lunar distances of the Earth. Not that close. We have Alouette that went up, the satellite. We've got the nuclear research, which obviously doesn't have directly to do with space. And in 1979, Pope John Paul II became the first pope to visit Ireland. There you go. 855, if this is a day in history where you're going to call my program, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
All righty, now available to own on video and DVD. There's actually one really fun movie, which I really was not looking forward to. And it's surprisingly fun. It's called Spy. And it stars Melissa McCarthy, and I think her best role, or one of her best roles ever, she's a CIA analyst, and she basically is the person who is the woman behind The Successful Man, Jude Law, who plays a terrific James Bond in this one. Apparently he was actually considered before they hired Daniel Craig. When her partner Jude Law falls off the grid, another top agent, Jason Statham, is compromised. She volunteers to go deep undercover to infiltrate the world of a deadly arms dealer and prevent a global disaster. This is really fun. It's got some other really good people. It's got Bobby Cannavale, Allison Janney, Rose Byrne. But this is really her movie, and she shines in it. She's just adorable. Somebody, I guess mainly the director, who's Paul Feig, really kept her under control on this one. And the movie is really a delight. And I was kind of surprised. I mean, she's not, you know, since Bridesmaids, I think she plays the same role. And I know she is in a very successful TV series. But she always seems to play the same role and kind of crude, rude, you know, laugh at me before anybody else does. But I thought she was really terrific in here. And both Jason Statham actually, I think, smiles. He's wonderful. He actually nearly steals the movie out from underneath her, which is no mean feat. And Jude Law is terrific. Everybody just seemed to have a wonderful time at this. And it shows in the movie. So if you haven't seen Spy, it's not for your kids. It's a little tacky. But it's worth seeing. It's a fun date night movie. Speaking of movies and having their impact on the world... Okay, that isn't exactly what we're talking about. Everest came out. Everest, I think, didn't do as well as people expected. I thought it was terrific. And you should see it in 3D, even though I don't like 3D particularly. But the opening scene where they have Everest in 3D will literally take your breath away. Nepal has banned novice climbers from Everest and is considering more limits. I don't know that the movie itself is what... is really what convinced them to do this. But having said that, it turns out that before the events depicted in the film, which I think was in 1986, that one out of every four professional climbers lost their life. One out of four.
Holy mackerel.
I mean, think about that. Yeah. And the summit was only reached 62 years ago, right, by Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay. And up until the 70s, basically only a handful of people ever tried it. By 2012, that number rose to more than 500 people. And this was the story of Everest, which is also in the thin air, which is also depicted in that, was, I think, the worst day in climbing history. And they're saying that we must maintain the glory of Everest climbing. Everest climbing is a matter of adventure and competence, not a matter of luxury. It turns out that being, and the movie Everest really describes in graphic detail that what happens to your body, basically you're just sort of dying. They banned climbers who have not previously reached the peak of at least one 20,000-foot mountain, which is 6,500 meters. They will need to weed out less experienced climbers who critics say pose a safety threat to them and others. Then that's what Everest points out, is a couple of, amateurs basically cost some very experienced drivers climbers their lives. I think there were, 219 people died between 1922 and 2010. 17 in the massive April earthquake in Nepal. And so they're still trying to keep tourism around. They said climbers and other tourists spent $508 million last year supporting almost half a million jobs. So, all right, so they're, and basically you can go, I think, to some of the lower base camps. But this is they leave the bodies on the mountain, so people will talk about which dead climber they climbed by. Which apparently there was somebody actually who was a Japanese climber who lost 9 fingers in 2012, and he's going to try again. He had to abandon his latest attempt, but he's vowed to try again. Apparently. The guy would maybe be banned because he hasn't climbed enough mountains. But I mean, and you figure that's what 80 years, and that's 219 people. So I mean, it's hard to know how many people have actually attempted. As I said, I know that because it has it in Everest, that one out of professional climbers, one out of every four perished. So when they're saying that basically a handful of climbers in the 70s, so you know, 219 is a lot. And 500 in 2012. And what they're saying is not only do the amateurs put themselves at risk, but they put everybody else at risk. And that's kind of what Everest points out as well. So that's movies, I suppose, affecting art and the world. So, and I suppose that's what art is supposed to do. Everest really is a sobering film, among other things, but... I just thought that was an interesting kind of thing, given the fact that, and we now know the other sort of vaguely relevant sort of understanding is that we covered yesterday that there may be running water on Mars, which would certainly make Matt Damon happier. They really may have to redo the script because he's showing up. I think it's either this week or next. I'll review it for you on Thursday about Bring Him Home, The Martian. It's a very effective movie as well. So there you go. 855-993-7569. So who knew that... I think that's an extraordinary thing for Nepal to do. I think it's very brave because they count so much on tourism and to say, look, we're willing to limit the number of people who come because we just, you know, it's not fair to anybody. And you don't see that many decisions made based on the fact that it's dangerous for people to do, and therefore, even though it's valuable, that they're going to stop people doing it. And I think that's very smart. They discovered a glow-in-the-dark sea turtle. That's pretty cool. Every kid in America is going to want one in their bedroom, right? An art expedition accidentally uncovers a new glow-in-the-dark sea turtle. Wouldn't you like to have your very own glow-in-the-dark sea turtle? And this one glows all sorts of colors. It's biofluorescent. Near the Solomon Islands. A bright red and green spaceship. Glowing underwater body turned out to be a hawksbill sea turtle, a critically endangered species. They change colors depending on the water temperature. The biofluorescent capacities of the marine reptile have never been recorded until now. You can go to our website because it is really a gorgeous, looks like a stained glass window almost, stained glass turtle. 855-993-7569.
No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in an area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want, like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure, and it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying $1, $1.50, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay! ProPure.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.